Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. That's Carlos Santana bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Chip Bell is our guest. He's the one and only, too. No other Chips out there like him. The founder of the Chip Bell Group, the co-author of a bunch of books, and the author of a bunch more. 9.5 Principles of Innovative Services is a new one, and it's outstanding. Chip, congratulations on yet another successful book.
Oh, thank you, sir. My pleasure.
The work that Chip does, folks, to help you love up your customers. You just got to know about him. I encourage you to go to chipbell.com. Chip, where it's Valentine's Day, and you and I are just about to get romantic here, as close as we can get on the radio, and we're talking about how to romance your customers. I talk about loving up your customers all the time on the show.
Absolutely, and I think it is, it takes a generous heart to do it. And so I think the whole focus with the customer on that generosity, not only in the gifts that we give, you were just talking about the candy, the gifts that we give, but sometimes even making the customer know this is something extra, this is something special, and not waiting for them to get the point. I'll give you a good example. I was doing a keynote in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and I stayed at a Park Inn there, beautiful Park Inn, and I had breakfast that morning, and the waitress was bubbly and upbeat, and she did a great job serving me, and then she brought the check as I was leaving the breakfast, and with the check, she brought me a go cup of coffee fixed just the way I like it.
Wow.
And I said, Sandy, I already knew her name, Sandy, you have no idea how important this extra cup of coffee is for me today, and her response blew me away. She said, it's our gift to you.
Wow.
Now, she didn't do it. She could have just done it subtly, and I'd enjoyed that. But the fact that she said, it's our hotel's gift to you, our restaurant's gift to you. And I think that making that kind of statement, so to speak, to your customer emphasizes, we know our loved ones care about us, but when they give us a Valentine, it's like a direct statement of my gift to you.
I was in Publix supermarket. I don't mind saying who they were. I'm so impressed with this company.
They're great.
Publix supermarket, and I had a pretty good bit of groceries in the basket. I was in the front unloading it. The store manager, I know who the store manager is. The store manager came up behind my cart and started talking to me and started putting my groceries on the conveyor.
Right. Wow.
Now, when have you ever seen a store manager do that for a customer?
See, then think about the role model that does for the rest of the organization.
Yep. That wasn't exactly a gift, but it was kind of a gift.
It is. Well, it makes a strong statement.
It's a connection.
It is a connection.
That lady made a connection. That waitress made a connection with you. He was making a connection with me. Isn't that what this is all about? It's about the connection. Isn't that the major relevance factor today? Because, Chip, we can buy whatever we want, 6 different places at the same price. What has competitive got to do with anything else? Aren't human beings, aren't we living John Nesbitt's prophecy of the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we're going to want?
Absolutely, I agree. And Nesbitt was right on the mark. And the challenge is we get a lot of organizations try to save money going to self-service, and the challenge they sometimes do is there's no exit, there's no back door, there's no human I can reach, and so all of a sudden the high-tech is stripped of the high-touch.
Right.
That emotional connection that matters most to customers.
And an example of this, where small businesses can fall into the trap of this, is buying a phone answering system.
Oh, gosh. Absolutely.
If you're a small business, you must have a human being answer your phone.
You got it. I agree totally. I agree. No matter how, and if you can't, staff it with the capacity to be able to do that.
Right.
And I think of it coupled with that, Jim, is now we need to provide 24/7 access for customers.
Yep.
You know, in my business, I never live anywhere without a cell phone. You can reach me 24/7.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And you can always call forward the business phone to your home phone.
That's right.
Just like a doctor on call.
That's right. That's exactly right. Hey, Chip, I got to wrap it up. Give us your website again, please.
It's chipbell.com.
And the new book is The 9.5 Principles of Innovative Service.
Absolutely. You can find it on my site. You can also find it on simpletruths.com.
All right. So check it out. Hey, Chip, thanks again for being here. Come back soon.
My pleasure, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Chip Bell, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Chip joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.